with a pasuk that seems to be a little bit out of the structure. Ulnomi moida li isha ish gibor chayil mi mishpachas alimelech ushmoy boyas. First of all, what do we have this pasuk b'chol for? Clearly, as the parak progresses, we learn about boyas. We know about him. But it's not the derech of the psukei Tanakh to do such a thing. The pasuk lets you get there. The prokem don't give you introductions to the prokem. But here it's like a header. Header to the parak. Ulunami moidal isha. This was a relative of her husband. He's an ishgi b'chayil. A strong guy, whatever that is, also strange. Mimishpachas Elimelech, from Mishpachas Elimelech, Ushmoy Boyas. So, the Pshat over here, I think, is really simple. I really built it on the Al Shech HaKodesh. And that is that really, there's an outstanding question when you learn this parak. The whole first part of the parak talks about how Ruth goes collecting, basically. They have no money. Mom is impoverished. And Ruth goes collecting. And she ends up by Boaz. And that's how the whole thing begins. She ends up collecting matnas aniyim, like a chicken pay. She ends up collecting by Boaz's field. The obvious outstanding question is, Boaz was from the Gedolei Hador. Number one. Number two, he was from the Ashirei Hador. From the wealthiest people in the generation. Right? Number three, he was the closest, or from the closest, Pliny Almoni had a certain a closer connection, which we'll talk about, to Naomi and Ruth. How does a rich choshuva guy like Boaz have that his cousin, who's Nebuchadnezzar Almona, not Staman Almona, she's what we call a Ben Toivim. In Ilchus Tzedakah, the halacha is that a Ben Toivim is the one you have to worry most about. A Ben Toivim. Ben Toivim means somebody who's used to being wealthy and Nebuchadnezzar got impoverished. Because Shini Vest Chilus Choyli. If you're used to being poor, you're brought up poor, even physically, it's easier to survive. Somebody's used to a gevir, and you take them down, they're in a sakona. I'm talking about Hilchos Tzedakah. Or Oni Ben Toivim, you have to be more worried about than a regular Oni. And that's really the foundation and the basis for the halacha of Dei Machsori Ashir Yechsoroi. That if you have a guy who used to be very wealthy, and Nebuchadnezzar lost his money, so when you're mefarnes and when you support him b'derech kavod. You don't just give him basics. You give him something that he could feel comfortable. Could feel, comparable to some degree. Well, obviously not the same. Comparable to the way he used to live. I have this all the time. Sometimes I do achnasas kala. I raise money for a kala to get married. And sometimes it's a family that used to be very wealthy. Now they don't have money. So I raise money, and other people raise money. And the end is that the chasna, Baruch Hashem, is a beautiful chasna. I've had where people came over to me, sometimes even by the chasna, and they go, Rabbi, what's going on here? This chasna looks beautiful. This chasna is nicer than my kid's chasna. I had that happen more than one occasion that happened to me. Where a guy who I raised money from for the chasna comes over by the chasna. They say, this chasna is... And to their head, it doesn't sit well, because, if I'm helping this person get married, so then I shouldn't have a nicer chasna than I have. Right? I gave $1,000, so they should have a chasna. And I go to their chasna, it's fancy the Maikin's chasna. But the emphasis is, that's a chumu way of thinking. Why is it chum? I'm not saying it's illogical. It's chum because it's not up to das ter. The das ter is that if this guy is used to being in a wagon with a sus and an Evid Rutzel front of, he's used to having a driver. So there's room in Hilchos Tzedakah to say that we raise money for his driver. I don't have a driver. I don't have a driver. Why does he have a driver? Right? It's not the way it works. The Torah went out of its way to say, "Dei machsoy loy asher yechs aloy." The Torah could have just said, "Asher yechs aloy." Asher yechs aloy means what he's missing. Okay, so then you have a good taina. What? After we worry more what he's missing than what I'm missing? The Torah says, no. It's dei machsoy loy asher yechs aloy. It's what he's used to. So Lamai said, it's also Achmas's column. To make a nicer chasana for a gvirish girl, it's also a pilot's talk. Why? Because that's taka what they need. You get used to it. It's what they need. The halacha is if a guy marries a rich girl, you guys should remember this. Okay? You should remember this when the time comes. If you marry a rich girl, you have to keep her by that standard. That's why some of my Talmidim that learned the longest didn't marry rich girls. Guy married a girl, a wealthier girl. Again, sometimes it's a givaldi gemasa, shagasari, you know, you marry cast, you can learn for the rest of your life. But otherwise, you marry a girl high maintenance. High maintenance is not stam. High maintenance is halacha. High maintenance is not she's a spoiled brat. Not a spoiled brat. It's halacha. Oily imay veni yagadis imay. Can lower the standard for a person you marry. It's part of your chiyuv eksuba. Obviously, if you don't have the money, you don't have the money. But you have a chiyuv to keep the standard to the best of your ability. So, Rus and Nami were penuis malachim. Rus was mamish a bas malach, and Nami was like a bas malach, aishas malach. And now they're impoverished. And they're related. They're related to Boaz. How is it that Boaz did not on his own support Nami and Rus? Not only he didn't support them, first of all, he knew when it says the Pasuk, who godly? He knew about Rus. He knew about Nami. He knew they came back. He knew they were here. But even after Ruth started collecting in the field, see, he told his chevra, you know, working in the field, you know, make sure to leave, you know, drop things on purpose for her. Yeah? Why didn't you just write out a check? Why didn't Boaz say, he's a gevirish person, he has more than enough money, this is his cousin, who's an almana, Mamish lost everything. She's a Holocaust survivor. She lost everything. She needs money. Help her out. Do something for her. What's a pshat? How do we understand this, Bachlau? Rabbi said, that's why the Perek, before it even gets anywhere, it starts off to tell us who was Boaz. Who was Boaz? And that's the pshat, why it starts off this way. If you look in the... In the Eim HaMelech, the Al Shech HaKadosh, the Sefer on Rus, he says a very interesting thing. He asked my last question. He asked, once he knew, right? Even though he knew from the beginning, but once he Zicha knew, and once Rus was already in his field, why is he continuing to let her be a schlepper? Why is he continuing to let Ruth be a schlepper? She has to come every day like a schnorrer? Walking around with like a chicken payer? Fakapella. So the Al Shech HaKadosh, on that the Al Shech HaKadosh is on. On this last point. And the Al Shech HaKadosh says as following. He says,
Shehayin yedua shemalchus beis David yetzei misham. V'gam hoyol and mesorah that a mesorah that somehow Moyev is going to be involved. And they just were matir mayavi v'loy mayavis. That just happened. That they found out this drasha. Right? I mean, they had a mesorah, but that it became a foursome now. And therefore, acha shegir oisa loy kirvein v'hinicham lulkeit kemoy anim ad sheyizdamein ha'eis horoi los eis oisa.
Meaning, gavaldik is ach. Boaz knew that the time will come when he may be a candidate to marry Ruth. He knew. And it's going to be, and he knew Malch is supposed to come from this mishpacha. And he's also from Beis David. He knew all of this. And because he knew all of this, he had to think of what it looks like. If he's going to start bringing Rus and Nomi into his house, or whatever, putting them on his payroll, being makar of them, so the whole, everything is jeopardized. Boaz's kavanah is jeopardized. People could say the whole Amoini v'loy Amoinis, Me'avi v'loy Me'avis, which Boaz was behind Mefarsim that Rosh. It's all Shaloi Lishma. So Boaz had to act like a stranger. He had to, behind the scenes, that's why the Perek starts, that you shouldn't think for a moment that Boaz wouldn't have wanted to help, but Boaz was Moedal Alimelech. He was part of Mishpacha. He was somebody, who Gibor Chayil says the Targum, doesn't mean he had big muscles. He's Gavra Rabba Baraisi. He's the one that feared the Psikhi Alochus. He's the one that had to be involved in being Matur, Ruth to Klal Yisrael. And ultimately, Malchus Bezov is going to come out. He had to say like a stranger. If he's going to make himself to Hamish here, it's going to jeopardize the whole tsura of the yachas of this bias. So in a way, the chesed that he was able to do with Rus was to a little distance himself. That's the beyond of it. It could also explain why, later we'll talk about why he wanted plenty of money to have the first option. We'll see side mitzad the kurva, but that may not be actually halacha psukah since this wasn't real yibum. But we'll talk about it then. But that's what Boaz was, based on the al-shech ha-kodesh, that's what Boaz was worried about. That's why the parak starts telling us his relationship. His relationship, and therefore he had a problem. He had to keep a distance between him and Nomi and Rus. Okay, we'll go a little bit to the Hilchos Shavuos.